everybody.
Today, my mommy is going to talk about John Adams.
Thank you, Noah, for introducing John Adams, the second president of the United States. As we learned last week, John Adams was the first vice president of the United States while George Washington was president. John Adams became our second president by defeating runner-up Thomas Jefferson in a very close election in the year 1796. As a result of finishing second place, Thomas Jefferson became John Adams' vice president. The 1796 election was a nasty one, with lots of insults and name-calling going both ways. For those of you that think mudslinging elections are a fairly new concept, think again. The election of 1796 is still considered the nastiest one in presidential history. John Adams, like George Washington, was a Federalist. That may be the only thing that Adams had in common with our first president. Unfortunately for Adams, his vice president, Thomas Jefferson, was in another political party called the Democratic Republicans. As a result, many of their opinions on political matters were very different. The list of differences between George Washington and John Adams is long. John Adams was a lawyer who graduated from Harvard. George Washington, on the other hand, was homeschooled. John Adams was the first president to live in the White House, which at the time was actually called the President's House. When Washington was president, he lived in New York first, and then Philadelphia when the capital moved to Philly. John Adams had five children, one of whom would become the sixth president of the United States. George Washington had no children of his own. The list of differences goes on and on. There are two things that really doomed John Adams as president. The first is that he kept George Washington's cabinet. As you may remember from episode 51, a cabinet is just a few advisors the president has to help him make important decisions. George Washington's cabinet was loyal to Alexander Hamilton. Although John Adams and Alexander Hamilton were both Federalists, Alexander Hamilton really wanted the United States to get involved in the war raging on in Europe. Like Washington, John Adams didn't think the United States should interfere in the war. The American people became more and more interested in going to war because England and France were making aggressive moves against the United States, like seizing American ships at sea. Adams insisted on staying neutral, but he went even further. He passed something called the Alien and Sedition Acts. These acts prevented United States citizens from speaking out against the government. 25 journalists were arrested and 10 were put in jail for speaking out against the government. As you can imagine, this wasn't a very popular thing for President Adams to do. Because he handled the situation so poorly, he was not reelected and he only served one term as president, losing to none other than Thomas Jefferson in the election of 1800. After despising each other for so long, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson actually became good friends and pen pals while Jefferson was president, and for the rest of their lives. In a bizarre twist of fate, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson would both die on the exact same day. That day was Independence Day, July 4th, 1826, the 50th birthday of the United States of America. Join Olivia and her dad tomorrow when they get curious about fall leaves. Until next time, stay curious.